In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 133, Ends and Fruits of the Mass. And again, we have two large pictures. The first one, it shows in the center of the picture a priest offering Mass, and it says the sacrifice of the Mass is offered for four ends, and then in the four quadrants around that central image of the priest saying Mass, we have, people, demonstrating the four ends of the Mass: adoration, thanksgiving, atonement, and petition. And the caption for the entire image says, Holy Mass may be offered to God with a fourfold intention, by way of adoration, thanksgiving, petition, and atonement. It is for the spiritual and temporal welfare of the living and for the eternal repose of the dead. Every day of the year, Holy Mass is offered, except Good Friday. On the next page, there's another large image of a pontifical high mass, where the bishop is offering Mass. And the caption reads, there are different kinds of masses. Low Mass, read or recited by the priest. High Mass, sung by priest and choir. And solemn high mass, with deacon and subdeacon assisting the celebrant. These are not really different. They differ only in the elaborateness of the ceremonies used. A pontifical mass is a high mass said by a bishop. A bishop puts on his vestments and takes them off before the altar, unlike the priest who vests himself in the sacristy. Above is a pontifical mass. Okay. All right. The ends and fruits of the Mass. The first question is, what are the purposes for which the Mass is offered? The purposes for which the Mass is offered are, 1. To adore God as our Creator. The Mass is the only worthy gift we can offer God. In it we offer to Him His own Son, having a perfect sacrifice in the Mass. Christians need and have no other sacrifice to offer to God but this one. 2. To thank God for His many favors. In the Mass, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, speaks for us to His eternal Father. We have an advocate with Him. Can we fail but speak well, having this instrument of thanksgiving? 3. To ask God for His blessings. Holy Mass may be offered for the living of whatever creed. It may be offered for departed Catholics. The priests may not offer Mass publicly for departed non-Catholics, but the persons hearing the Mass may do so. Persons hearing Mass may have their own private intentions for offering it, aside from the intention of the priest. Mass may be offered for any intention, except that which is in itself bad. 4. To satisfy the justice of God for the sins committed against Him. The Mass reconciles man with God, as we learn from the words of Christ uttered at the Last Supper. Quote, this is my blood which is being shed for many unto the forgiveness of sins. From St. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. We are not redeemed all over again by the Mass, for we were redeemed once on the cross, but the Mass applies to our souls the fruits of redemption gained for us on the cross. As a perfect propitiatory sacrifice, the Mass satisfies the justice of God. What fruits are derived from Holy Mass? By means of the Mass, the fruits of the sacrifice of the cross are applied to our souls. The sacrifice on the cross, the passion and death of Christ, is the gold mine of graces. Holy Mass is the machinery that takes the gold out for us. At Mass, a torrent of graces flows from the altar of God to enrich men. God makes use of other means of grace, such as prayer, but in no other means are graces applied to us so generously. At Holy Mass, we particularly obtain a grace to repent of mortal sin. It is not necessary to be in the state of grace to hear Mass. The sinner does not commit a fresh sin by doing so. On the contrary, he obtains the grace of conversion. Upon the cross, Christ cried, quote, Father, forgive them. At Mass, he utters the same prayer on behalf of those present. B. Forgiveness of venial sins for those who are in the state of grace. St. Augustine said that one Our Father prayed with devotion would expiate the venial sins of a whole day. How much more effective would be the Mass, which is the supreme prayer offered to God? C. Remission of the temporal penalty due to sin. The penitent thief, who was present at the sacrifice of the cross, was quickly admitted into heaven, with all penalties due, his sins forgiven. We are sure that our prayers are heard in the Mass because it is our Lord Himself prays for us. The fruits of the Mass are granted to the person hearing it devoutly, not only in answer to his prayers, but directly in virtue of the sacrifice itself, through which the merits of Christ are applied to his soul. We may obtain eternal rewards, provided we are in the state of grace. We also obtain temporal blessings, such as help in our work and protection. The whole Church on earth and in purgatory participates in the general fruits, for the Mass is offered for all. The special fruits benefit A. the priest who celebrates the Mass, B. the person or persons for whom it is offered, C. those who assist at the Mass, D. those for whom the faithful present pray and offer the Mass in union with the priest. And that concludes our reading of the lesson. Do we have any questions or comments?
I have a question, Your Excellency. In the reading it said, the priest may not offer Mass publicly for departed non-Catholics. So does that specifically mean you can't say a Mass for the dead for non-Catholics, or does it mean like the intentions of the Mass cannot be for a deceased non-Catholic?
The intentions cannot be publicly announced for the deceased of a non-Catholic. So you can say a Mass for the repose of the soul of a non-Catholic. It's just he cannot say it publicly. So a private Mass is permitted.
What we have at church is not really a private Mass.
No. On a Sunday would not be a private Mass. Probably a Saturday I could consider it as a private Mass, or a Friday, or any of the weekdays. But when the Mass is at pro populo, usually on Sundays, where the priest is, the pastor is obliged to say, that would be the public Mass.
And how would you, let the priest or whoever saying the Mass know that? Would you have to, on your intention, say that it needs to be a private Mass, that it's for a non-Catholic?
It would be best to let him know that it is a non-Catholic, so that when he's scheduling, he's arranging or is aware of that.
Okay, I have another question that has to do with that. It says, let me find it. I can't see, but it makes it sound like you can have a Mass for anyone if they're living, whether they're Catholic or not, maybe offered for the living, whatever creed. Is that correct?
That's correct. And obviously, if they're non-Catholic, primary intention is going to be for their conversion, so that they might find salvation.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
I think I don't recall recently doing it, but in the past I have tried to put for their conversion. I think I've abbreviated COV, dot and put it in there, because when I type out those intentions, I don't have a lot of room. I don't really have anything to add. We have quite a few lessons on the Mass, and I'm afraid that if I say something, it's going to lead over into another lesson altogether. So if there are no more specific questions, I think we can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.